Hi everyone, welcome to part 11 of the Our Covenant God study. Let's first look at last week's homework questions. Homework question number 1. What does Sarah teach us about chesed? Sarah teaches us that chesed requires that you lay down your life to save the life of your covenant partner. When you are in covenant, you no longer have any rights. Your focus is on your covenant friend, not on yourself. Homework question number 2. Abraham is called the father of our faith. How could a man have faith and yet be scared to die? Abraham believed and trusted God for many things. He trusted God enough to leave his father's house and to travel to an unknown land. He trusted God enough to believe that he would give him descendants, as he had promised. But he was not yet able to trust that God had power over death. Abraham teaches us that faith grows as we get to know God more and more. Abraham did conquer his fear of death, as we see later on when he offered up Isaac as a sacrifice to God. He was able to do that because by that time he had learned that God had power over life and death, and that he was well able to raise Isaac from the dead. Homework question number 3. Notice in Hebrews 11 that God doesn't point out Abraham or Sarah's mistakes, doubts, or fears that they experienced on their faith journey. He only focuses on the end results of how their lives eventually turned out. What does that tell you about God's heart towards people? And how does that encourage you personally? God knows and understands us more than we will ever understand ourselves. He knows our weaknesses as well as our strengths. He guides us and teaches us along the way, and he does not count our shortcomings and mistakes against us. For me personally, what I see in this is that he sees me as the finished product of what I will be one day. He doesn't see me as the half-finished product that I am right now. Homework question number 4. After reading Genesis 20 verse 17 to 21 verse 3, explain how the principle of sowing and reaping is demonstrated here. What lesson is there for us in this? Jesus said that we must do to others what we want them to do to us. Sometimes the key to unlocking our own victory is to unlock it for someone else. Job was also healed and restored after he prayed for his friends in Job 42. We must never allow our own lack or pain to close our hearts towards others. Our closed hearts that stop us from giving may also stop us from receiving. Now on to today's lesson. Last week, we touched on the conception and birth of Isaac. Genesis 21, verse 1 to 7. In the New King James Version says, "And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Then Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Now Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, 'God has made me laugh, and all who hear will laugh with me.' She also said, 'Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? For I have borne him a son in his old age.' At last, This is what it was all about. This is what Abraham had been promised by God. This son, Isaac, would be the one that all the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant would come through. Through Isaac, every family on this earth would be blessed. This miracle baby was proof that God had power over death, as well as life, because God brought this precious life out of what was dead, Abraham's dead loins and Sarah's dead womb. And so the baby grew and was weaned. Some scholars believe that Isaac would have been 5 years old when he was weaned. Some even believe that he would have been 12 years old. But the most reliable sources indicate that a baby would be weaned at 2 or 3 years of age. In A Commentary on the Old and New Testaments by Robert Jameson, A.R. Fawcett, and David Brown, it says, "In Eastern countries, this is always a season of domestic festivity, and the newly weaned child is formally brought, in presence of the assembled relatives and friends, to partake of some simple viands. Isaac, attired in the symbolic robe, the badge of birthright, was then admitted heir of the tribe. This was indeed a grand celebration, and Abraham held a feast in honor of his son Isaac, as was the custom of the day. But there was one cloud that cast its dark shadow on that joyous event. Ishmael treated Isaac cruelly. Sarah saw it and demanded that Abraham banish Hagar and Ishmael from their home." In the New King James Version, Genesis 21 verse 9 is translated, "And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing." The Amplified Bible translates it as mocking instead of scoffing. Paul, however, uses far stronger language in Galatians 4 when he tells us that Ishmael persecuted Isaac. And this brings us to Abraham's seventh encounter with God. Previously we stated that in total Abraham had 7 encounters with God. My source for that information was Genesis, The Story We Haven't Heard by Paul Borgman, and On the Bible by Martin Buber. Buber calls these 7 visits the 7 revelations of God. However, there is one encounter between Abraham and God which is not included by these authors, which is the one that we're about to discuss. I have actually recently corresponded with Paul Borgman concerning this and asked him why this is so. And he told me it was because he was looking at it from the perspective of personal visits by God between him and Abraham as their relationship developed. Because this visit did not concern their relationship, because it only addressed issues outside of it, he did not count it as one of the visits by God. I understand and respect where he's coming from on this point, and it is a valid point from the angle that he is looking at it. But I will be amending the study to include it, because we are looking at it from a broader perspective.